Halftime here at the Kirtland Community College in Grayling. Bay College basketball. The Norse taking on Kirtland today. And Mike Greetens, the pride of Gladstone High School.
How's it going, Jack?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, man. An interesting basketball season, eh? Last year was a lot of fun, especially the stretch drive. And this year you guys went out and recruited and got some more good talent. And here we are, man.
Yeah, I mean, our job every year is to recruit better guys than we had the year prior. And we're trying to add more talent year after year and try to get better and better. I think we do have more talent this year. There's a couple things outside of talent that we're trying to figure out here down the stretch. But I think we have the tools to make a run here a little further than we did last year.
Talk with me about recruiting. You've done it not just here at Bay, but at other schools that you've coached at. What is it that, I mean, you're going in and asking a 17-year-old to trust you and to move to Escanaba, Michigan, or whatever place you're at, in this case, Escanaba. How do you sell? And I mean, you're I'm not saying you're begging a kid to come play for you, but, you know.
It's different everywhere I've been, but recruiting's all about relationships. You got to get the kid to trust that when he comes to you, that he's going to get what you say. Don't be a coach that sells more than you're actually going to offer the kid when he actually shows up on campus. But like I said, everywhere you're at, it's different, but it's all relationships. They got to trust and be comfortable coming to, no matter what school you're at, that they're going to be loved and all that kind of stuff, cared for, and get everything they need to get a degree and play basketball as long as they can.
You know, there are coaches that downright lie. I mean, and you've seen them, haven't you?
Absolutely. There's coaches that guarantee 17 kids a year that they're going to start for them that coming year, and it just doesn't happen. Sometimes I lose kids because I'm brutally honest with them, but I would rather lose them before the season starts than halfway through the year because they're upset that they didn't get what they promised.
And the other thing, too, is you have to be honest about the community, our location, what our limitations are, in addition to the positive things.
Yeah, our location, a lot of people ask about the snow and the weather. But you're coming here to play basketball. I mean, you're in the gym all the time during the winter, so you don't really get to see the snow or the weather or anything like that. And a lot of kids that we get and come up here, they're shocked that it's very similar to where they came from, the snow-wise. Where we're sitting at in the UP, Escanaba, we don't get like the Marquette or Houghton or Ironwoods get. We got mild winters, and it's not crazy like everyone thinks it is.
So, Mike, what is it that you do when you know it's pretty much between you and one other school for a particular recruit?
Winning. I think winning is a big thing. Some coaches try to shy away that winning is not. But we're all here for a business, and we all want to get wins. What we're doing here and building here at Bay, we have a lot of wins over the last few years, and hopefully we can continue that because that really helps in the recruiting when you can sell winning.
A lot of times the switch in administration, especially a president who's been here a long time, is difficult, and there could be some challenges there, but it really hasn't been with this transition at Bay.
Yeah, Dr. Hughes has been great since she's been here. She cares about winning. She's been at every one of the basketball games, sitting in the front row, and I think that's huge. I think being a part of a small school like this, having the president want success in athletics is something that's huge.
So as an assistant coach, besides the recruiting, what are some of the things that your responsibilities are that you have to do, that Johnson wants you to do?
My main responsibilities is defense. I do all the scouting reports, and then I do the weight room stuff. But I take my pride on the defensive end. Everywhere I've been majority of the defensive coach. I've had very good defenses the last 4 years I've been in college, and hopefully we can continue that. We're on a lower end to start the year, but hopefully we can pick that up here towards the end of the stretch.
Well, yeah, we had a couple games we gave up 90 plus early on, and then of course we all point the finger at you.
Exactly. Like I said, the last 4 years I've been a top 10 defense in college no matter where I've been, and last year we were number 8, and this year we're at like 12 or 13, so hopefully we can get back in that top 10 as we get here towards the stretch.
So what about you in the future? Would you like to be a head coach again? How much longer do you think you may stay here as an assistant coach at this level?
Well, I moved back here in Escanaba last year to take over the family business, so I'm here for the long run. I'm fine being an assistant. I love being part of the Bay College program. I took the high school route for a year and didn't like it as much as the college route, so I'm here at Bay College as long as they'll have me. Maybe someday I'll have a chance to move up to a head coaching position here, but I'm not looking elsewhere. This is my home, and this is where I'll be.
Which was going to be the next question. You did coach the Gladstone Braves there, and you know, high school, there's not as much pressure as there is at this level.
Pressure for sure. And just, I mean, kids are great everywhere you go, but the mindsets are different from high school to college. At the high school level, I struggled with wanting to win more than the kids did. At the high school level, it's more about having fun and getting kids together and being active. At the college level, wins is way more important, and being successful is way more important. So I think I fit more at the college level and didn't have the backlash a little bit from high school when I wanted to win more than some of the kids did.
All right, so give your shout-outs, Creets.
Shout out my parents in Florida. I know they're watching and listening. And then any other Bay Norse fans out there.
All right, man. Thanks for doing this. You're off the hook for another 365 days.
Thank you, Jack. Go Norse.
All right. That's Mike Creetons, everybody, in our halftime show. More coming up from here in Grayling as the halftime show rolls on. The Norse taking on the Thunderbirds tonight. Pardon me, the Firebirds. Back in 3 minutes, Bay College Radio, Maverick 106.